This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn. This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic is the holidays. Holiday stuff.
Holidays. Because you know what? Tis the season.
Tis Christmas Day.
Yes.
And also Hanukkah Day.
Yes.
When this airs.
And also,
I hope,
Kwanzaa's tomorrow?
We should check. But yeah. Full disclosure, we record our podcast episodes ahead of time, y'all, and then release them strategically.
Suspend your disbelief for the moment and picture us with our Christmassy holiday sweaters on.
Got our sweaters and our eggnog.
We're sipping our
eggnog. And we're right there in your living room.
And we're cuddling up next to you. Talking about porn.
Props to anyone that is just playing this in their house.
We love
a holiday.
You.
Cool
happy
house.
Happy holidays to you and yours.
Yeah, happy holidays to you and yours.
May God bless us, everyone.
Well,
in the words of Tiny Tim, who maybe had a big dick. I don't know.
What?
I'm just trying to bring it back to porn.
He's a child.
But I don't know. Maybe Tiny Tim's back in.
That escalated quickly. Here we are.
Talking about porn.
Pedophilia. Holiday porn.
Holiday porn.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go out and say I'm horny for the holidays.
Rachel's horny for the holidays. You were horny for, you kept describing as Halloween. Halloween as horny.
Yeah.
Which I was like, a holiday itself isn't sentient, but I see
it is a horny time.
Horny it is a festive.
To me is like, I don't mean like the act of being horny. Like, it's just horny. Like, it's just sexual.
It's illicit. It's sexual.
Yeah.
It's horny. It's horny.
Pervy. It's horny. Like, the holidays are horny.
You think the winter holidays are horny?
Yes, and let me tell you why. It's cold outside. We want to snuggle up close. You know, everyone's off work. Everyone's off school.
Uh-huh.
We have the
eggnog.
We have eggnog. Well, the nights are longer.
Uh-huh.
It gets darker sooner.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, it's time to...
We can fuck by the menorah.
Right. There's
by the light of the menorah.
There's a goddamn... mistletoe that the whole point is you kiss underneath it.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know?
That's a little horny.
That's horny.
As they say.
And you know what else? There is this thing called Saturnalia.
What?
Do you know of this?
I don't know of this.
Okay, let me tell you. So in ancient Rome, from December 17th to the 23rd every year, the festival of Saturnalia celebrated the god Saturn. It was like many similarities between Saturnalia and Christmas, including the use of bows of holly as decoration, giving gifts, and feasting. And because it's ancient Rome, we be fucking.
So it's like a winter bacchanalia?
Yes, exactly.
Love it.
Exactly.
Love it.
It needed to be, you know, it's celebrated, and it was the perfect opportunity to blow some steam. Excessive drinking, feasting, cross-dressing, and orgies were commonplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturnalia. Okay.
And it's fun that contributed to what would later become like Christian Christmas.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, Christmas just borrows from lots of pagan traditions.
Yeah.
and traditions from other religions, Christianity operates much like Facebook, where it just eats the like eats the behavior of smaller organizations.
Yeah, at this
and takes them on, like appropriates them.
Yeah, so Christian for lack of a better word. Emperor Theodosius the First.
Love a Theodosius. Theodosius.
Theodosius.
Theodosius.
He banned all of the pagan activities.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So,
and then Christian monotheism and monogamy were here to stay.
Great.
So, I know. Just think what Christmas would be like today if Saturnalia had continued.
Yeah.
I mean.
Just think what Christmas could be today. If Christ hadn't ruined it.
It's true.
Listen, I got no beef with Christ. I got beef with his followers centuries later. I found some great stats.
Yeah.
Thanks to Pornhub's data.
Mm.
We really have to get other data, though.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I love that Pornhub Insights has become such a tremendous thing, and they're just giving their data out. And they seem to have, like, standing relationships with a bunch of publications where they're like, we reached out to Pornhub data and said, like, are people watching this? Because they just have that information.
Yeah, they just have it on lock. Yeah.
I mean, it is because MindGeek has a monopoly, but I do want more information. So if others have access, if any of our listeners know of other statistic resources around like current porn stats, we're here for them.
Yeah.
If you didn't assume that already, message us. So top Christmas gainers.
Mm.
These are increases in search volume at Christmas.
Yep.
Naughty Santa's Helper.
Oh, sure.
Goes up by 2,692%.
Yep.
Fucking Dad's Girlfriend.
What?
Goes up by 2,462%.
Wow. Okay.
Christmas Fuck, 1,297%. Just Christmas, 841%.
Yeah.
Brother and Stepsister, 546%.
Of course, family.
That stresses me out about the various family reunions happening over the holidays.
Yeah.
Santa's Helper, 504%. Mrs. Claus, 439%. Santa, 370%. Christmas Present, 356%, and Xmas, 353%.
Oh, yeah, it goes up.
Yeah.
is what I'm gathering here.
Others I will list in descending order. Mother-in-law with son, Christmas party, mom and stepson, overstuffed.
Oh, wow.
Stepmom and stepson, stepdad and daughter, elf.
Did you know that the Grinch has become more popular than Santa?
When you say that, do you mean specifically in the porn world or do you mean like
everywhere?
Globally. And
I mean,
and
well,
in traditional media as well as in porn media.
I'm going to say, well, specifically in porn, but also a good friend of mine told me that it is now cooler to get a picture with the Grinch as a child than it is with Santa.
We've done it.
I know.
By God, we've done it. Well, yeah, I like the closest thing I know to that is those all those memes that are like, now that I'm older, I get that like the Grinch just wanted to like live with his dog on a hill.
Yeah. Like same.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Grinch, there's been like numerous Grinch related porn parodies made over the years. In the 30 days, when the new Grinch came out or last year, the animated one.
Yeah.
There have been over 2.5 million Grinch related searches compared to the only like 955,000 Santa searches. So almost double.
Interesting. Santa.
I know.
You're slipping.
And the Grinch is hot. Grinch is in.
Wow.
Also, some traffic changes that happen in porn watching.
Ooh, I have these.
Yeah. There's a 48% increase at 2 a.m. on December 24th.
Oh.
Likely because people don't need to go to work the next day. So they're up fapping.
We be fapping.
Yeah. Traffic drops to nearly half its normal level at 9 on Christmas Eve because people are probably like, you know, with their friends and family.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest drops were in like Australia and UK.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't really change in like Japan, India, and Russia.
Yeah.
Because they don't really celebrate Christmas.
Gotcha.
Also, interestingly enough, according to a research at Indiana University, our interest in sex peaks significantly around cultural or religious celebrations. documenting sex-related Google search terms over a period of 10 years from 2004 to 2014 in 130 countries. They found the greatest surge in Christian-majority countries happened on Christmas.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting because I also have some holiday traffic stats.
Yeah.
There's like a change in traffic on holidays, and I believe this is overall because this is a list of different holidays.
Okay.
Where like the Pornhub traffic presumably drops.
Yeah.
So it's down 43% on Christmas Eve, which kind of makes sense to me because you're like, you know, if you're planning for Christmas, you're probably like busy Christmas Eve or celebrating with family.
Right.
There's also a 38% drop on New Year's Eve because you're like out.
Right.
Christmas Day, there's also a drop, 26%. Thanksgiving, a drop of 23%. 4th of July, down 11%.
Right.
Easter Sunday, down 10. Wait, this is fun for the last one. New Year's Day is down 7. Valentine's Day is down 2%, which is, we've talked about things that spike otherwise on Valentine's Day. And then Good Friday is down 1%.
Yeah. This is specifically Google searches.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is just people searching the word sex.
Yeah.
And it goes up on Christian holidays.
What is that about? I know.
Yeah. But not necessarily.
It's like
porn.
You want to be bad and you're
not
like.
Not necessarily porn searches.
But who's like Google searching sex? Like, what are you searching for?
Who knows?
Like, are you searching for porn and you just don't know how?
Maybe.
And it's like kids that are like, it's Christmas.
Or it's just like, how to.
I deserve this.
How to like initiate sex with my partner. I don't know.
What is it?
But it's like also like, you know, there's a lot of people being born 9 months later.
Yeah, that is true.
I can't say that I've had a lot of sex around Christmas.
I was just about to say the same thing. I was like, I don't think I've.
But I do get
gotten
it.
Gotten laid on Christmas?
Yeah, but I do get it. It's
Is
like
it
there's
possible
so many
I've
there's
never?
So many parties. There's so many like holiday times. Again, like
yeah, there's
the mistletoe thing.
There's like complications. Like a lot of times I've been separated from partners over holidays because I've gone back to my family and they've gone back to their family.
I've never been with a partner on Christmas.
I feel like I have, but we haven't. You either like spend time apart.
Yeah.
Or you spend time with family, and sometimes that's fucking weird, and you don't want to, like, fuck in your house with your family there.
Yeah, weirdly, Pornhub would disagree, but...
Right. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I feel like our data is fascinating and inconclusive. Like, I haven't drawn many correlations that have totally made sense.
Yeah.
Some have, but they don't all work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm cool with it.
I don't need to solve this mystery today.
Yeah. I'm more concerned about spreading holiday cheer.
Yeah. And we have some porn for you.
Boy, do we.
Just for those purposes. Should I jump into our showdown?
Yes.
All right. Let's see what we've got here. Beautiful Christmas pussy job and come on my pussy, female POV.
Pussy job? Pussy job.
It's
head.
Something, it's a special gift on Christmas.
Is that
a Christmas pussy job.
Oh, wow.
It's also female POV, which we've talked about not having.
I love that. Is he wearing a Santa hat?
I don't know.
Is he eating her out?
Let's say yes.
I would love that.
Let's say yes. Mm. Although I will say that most of the like thumbnails of the porns I found here were like, how is it holiday related?
Yeah.
Like, it was just hard to tell if, like, anyone was being festive.
Yeah, they just threw the holiday and Christmas in there.
Uh-huh.
In case that's what you were looking for.
Next, we have pigtails, lipstick, winter socks, and masturbation with a toy in the ass. So that's a great example of, like, do the winter socks qualify it as a holiday porn?
No. I'm going to say
so
no.
Either.
Also, lipstick.
Yeah.
Pigtails,
lipstick, winter socks, and masturbation with a toy in the ass.
Huh.
I mean, that's more just like a specific other kink.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of close to like a cheerleader vibe, but it's like
winter
socks.
Yeah, what's the
socks?
But like also the lipstick?
Sure.
She's just wearing lipstick.
She's wearing, well, she's a grown-up girl, and she's wearing lipstick today.
Yeah. Interesting.
Maybe it's got a teen vibe.
Yeah, okay.
pigtails?
Yeah.
Come on.
Not Christmassy enough.
Yeah. Or holiday in any
sense. Bah humbug.
That's what I say to that.
Ho, 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 MG. Santa's little helper gives Santa a present he won't soon forget.
Okay, I'm into this. I'm into this.
Yes.
Ho, 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 MG is, I'm stealing. Nice. Yeah, I'm stealing. Nice.
She's going to take that. You'll see that on the Girls on Porn Instagram sometime very soon.
Santa's little helper.
Next we have Mistress Kenya. Oh. Winter holiday traditions of Romanian goddesses.
Interesting.
Preview.
Yeah.
Okay. That one I was like, maybe Romanian, this will be educational.
Romanian goddesses.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's there's some Saturnalia vibes there.
Maybe it feels like it could have some Saturnalia vibes.
Yeah, like some drinking of wine and eating of grapes. I don't know.
Do believe that they do some Christmassy specific stuff in Romania.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Romanian goddesses bit is about. I don't know the history there.
Yeah, me neither.
We'll watch that one.
Okay.
After we record.
Okay.
And we'll just learn something about some goddesses.
I have like a sneaking feeling it might be hot.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. If it has a Saturnalia vibe.
Yeah. And like Roman,
and I believe Mistress Kenya is the performer. That's
okay,
my
cool.
guess.
All right.
Oh, this is another one that I saw a lot of this type and was like, oh, of course. But our friends love watching us have sex. Group holidays. And I realized that like searching holidays in a lot of cases just brought up like vacation porn.
Yes, yes.
Because on holiday.
Yeah, that's Australians
and Brits
love to say that.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about, guys.
Yeah, we're looking for a different thing.
We're talking about the end of December.
And I must say,
whatever that means to you.
We're going to get to this when we talk about one of the videos that we are reviewing.
Mm.
There is a fascinating, sort of scary void. An alarming void of holiday porn. Like, there is Christmas porn. There's not a ton of it.
Yeah.
I literally, like, could not find Hanukkah porn or Kwanzaa porn.
I know.
Or other winter holiday porn to save my life. To save
well,
the
something
podcast.
Has to be sacred.
Yeah. but it's the fucking porn aggregates.
I know.
It's vast. I truly am like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like I was trying to think about it and I was like, does MindGeek like take them down? Like, is that the one thing they vet?
They're and like, they're how like, dare
no,
you?
No Hanukkah porn. No, like,
how
it just,
dare.
There isn't any. We did find one Hanukkah porn.
Yeah.
And let me just say,
boy,
spoiler alert, before we dig in, it is not representative of any community that wants to be involved with that porn.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later. All right. Last one. No, I'll do two more.
Okay.
Frat Party 9, Santa Barbara, part 2 out of 2.
What?
Santa. I searched for Santa.
Oh.
I was like, where is all the Christmas porn? Where is all the Hanukkah porn?
Yeah.
Where is Kwanzaa? There's literally no Kwanzaa porn. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
Frat Party 9, Santa Barbara, part 2 out of 2.
Stupid.
You see how we went wrong there?
Yeah.
And then last
confusing.
One.
Confusing.
This one I found via, because I was like, where the fuck is all the holiday porn? I searched some of those search terms that they were like, these are the ones that spike. And I looked for overstuffed, which is mostly gaining porn and not holiday related.
Yeah.
And found this gem, eating chicken nuggets and smoking.
Oh.
And that's it.
Maybe that's someone's holiday.
That's the tweet.
Yeah.
It's not holiday related at all.
Okay. All right.
It's just like a cam girl, like, sitting on what looks like a picnic table in the back of what looks like her house, just eating chicken nuggets and smoking. It's one of those just like mundane, like you're just going to watch me do something boring.
And someone's jerking off to this.
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it didn't have a lot of viewers. Maybe someone is.
Yeah.
But I don't know who this is for.
Mm.
You know, maybe it's just a friendly, like, this
bah
is
humbug.
How my night's going. Bah humbug.
Bah humbug, I say to you. Bring me some Christmas cheer.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Mm. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back
to talk about... Uncle gives his step-niece Davina a Hanukkah she will never forget. 4K.
For this is from Discover Davina.
We had to pay for this, y'all.
And I hope that I never discover Davina again.
I'm mad. I'm so sorry, Davina. I have notes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we open with an ultimatum, basically. Some bullshit about Jewish men spanking their wives for wearing yarmulkes. Like, the basic conceit of this video is that
she's celebrating Hanukkah for her uncle.
She doesn't know, like, what she's doing.
She puts on a yarmulke. Yeah. We get it. Like, okay, we get it.
Yeah. Okay, we get it. You're not Jewish.
Yeah.
I don't think he is either.
No.
I think Uncle Isaiah was badly cast.
And I think that Isaiah is not his name.
I agree. Particularly because at one point she says, yes, uncle.
Yeah.
Like, so no one has ever said to
she's throwing him a Hanukkah party.
Yes.
And she puts on the yarmulke. And then he was like, oh, you women can't wear yarmulkes. Like, now I have to spank you. And she's like, well, I don't want to. And then he's like, okay, well, then you have to sing the dreidel song or you get spanked. And she was like, I don't know it. And he's like, all good Jewish girls know the dreidel song. And he's like, get on your knees and sing the dreidel song.
Yeah.
And she
sings it wrong.
Sings it wrong. And then he was like, since you're down there, suck my dick.
Correction. He says, here's a dreidel for you. Here's a dreidel for you to play with.
Oh, God. Sorry.
And she says, that's not a dreidel. And then she sucks his dick.
Yeah.
Because it's his dick, guys. The dreidel is his dick. See what they did there?
Yep. What made me really uncomfortable was how many times she said, do I have to?
Yeah, and how many times she says, this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Other offensive things.
Everything in general.
You have a pretty nice cock for a Jewish guy.
Oh, God.
Let me say that a different way.
Oh, God.
The way she actually says it.
Oh, my God.
Is, you have a pretty nice cock for a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
She says the word Jewish 10 times in this video, in this 11-minute video at least.
Yeah.
And every time says it more like she's a character from the SNL sketch about Californians. You have a pretty nice cock for a Jewish guy.
How about when he says, like, you shouldn't have been a bad Jewish girl?
Yeah.
I was like,
she's Jewish now?
Now she's Jewish? I thought she didn't know.
I thought she'd never seen a yarmulke in her life.
Well, she also like decorated this little area.
Yeah.
And like put the, you know, their traditional silver bowl filled with snowflakes, which everyone has on theirs.
Yes.
At their Hanukkah party.
The like, traditional tiny plastic menorah that at one point she's worried they're going to knock over because they're fucking.
We're going to knock over the menorah.
I too was concerned because they're like fucking up against a very flimsy like folding like table.
Card table, yeah.
And it's like, and like everything's going to fall.
Yeah.
This is an accident waiting to happen.
This nice, tight Jewish pussy. Like, stop! Just stop!
Other key lines. This nice Jewish dick.
Yeah.
Fill this pussy up with some nice Jewish cum. she lies about coming.
I know. I was like, that's not an orgasm.
Multiple times. Like, literally. Yeah. So they, like, she is going down on him.
Yeah.
They stop fucking. And then she's like, do you want to fuck me with that Jewish cock? And then he fucks her. And I kid you not, 30 seconds later, she's like, I'm going to come. And I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you just want the video to be over.
That is physically impossible. You're just like saying things to say them. Yeah.
You literally just want the video to be over.
Yeah.
It's truly the most boring sex in the world.
It's so boring.
Yeah. And like, we get it. Like, he's your uncle and you're Jewish.
Yes.
Like, it's clear.
The only thing I can say that I was like, cool. This, like, that was positive about this is she has very nice eyeshadow. And I hate that the only positive I can take away is, like, something about her appearance.
She worked really hard to look nice. She worked really hard
on with blue sparkly, it's themed.
Yeah, a blue
eyeshadow.
Blue dress. We've got some blue balloons. Blue and silver everything.
Yeah.
She did her hair really well.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to be generous here. It's hard. She also says, just to go back to things I hate.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't get me pregnant.
That was insane.
Pregnant with your Jewish baby. This is offensive.
Yeah. Are Jewish girls allowed to get
the only Hanukkah porn I can find is pretty anti-Semitic.
Yeah. And I'm like, take this down.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And then he goes, now go clean yourself up and cook me some dinner.
Mm-hmm.
What? What?
I don't know,
what
Rachel.
In the what?
I don't know who this is for.
I don't know.
Davina, what happened? Like, this porn makes me think she's never come because she thinks that we're going to believe that she came in this video. And it also just is, like, another one. Like, this is from her channel.
Yeah.
This is RedTube Premium.
Yeah, she made this. She decided to make this.
She is somehow involved in creative decisions. Yeah. That resulted in this video.
Yes.
It reminds me of that unfortunate cam girl that we, I don't even remember was it Female Solo?
Oh,
Solo female?
Yeah.
Where she was like dressed up as a general.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're
Indigo.
Degrading yourself.
Yeah.
And you theoretically might have agency in
this
space.
Like you said it was okay for him to say, now go clean yourself up and cook me some dinner.
And all I got the sense of this whole time was that Uncle Isaiah was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, speaking really low.
We also, like never see his face.
Here's this straddle. Yeah, he's always got his back to camera.
We never
it's
see his face.
It's always, like, the side or the back of him. Like, this is his first porn. Yeah. This poor guy is, like, fuck, is all porn anti-Semitic? Like, I'm playing Uncle Isaiah. Like, you couldn't get a Jewish guy?
Oh, God.
No, because it's fucking offensive.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
I don't know what else to say about this.
Yeah.
I have one other note that I wrote to myself. I don't trust a man who only looks at your pussy while he fucks you. Because there's a sequence where he's fucking her and like checks in once, maybe like looking at her face, but otherwise it's like just
staring down
at her pussy. Like, is it going in okay? And I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Is it your first
time?
My
thing is like, she wrote this probably and she didn't say like.
I mean, write is a stretch.
Right.
I don't know if there was a script so much as like, this is the scenario.
This is
I have
a
these
rough
two
outline.
Tables here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everything
we have
they
a
had
menorah.
That was Hanukkah themed at Party City.
Yeah.
Will you come fuck me?
And he was like, okay. You didn't think to like maybe have him go down on you? Like you didn't want that to be a part
of
it?
That wasn't part of your narrative?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting.
His yarmulke falls off while he's eating her ass.
Because no one's seen a yarmulke before and doesn't know how to put one on. Yeah. Particularly for engaging in an activity like sex.
I know.
This fucking video is sacrilege.
Oh, I know.
And I'm a pretty anti-religious person. Yeah. Like, as far as most of the organized religions go.
Yeah.
This is offensive on a cultural level.
Oh, 1,000%.
It's just...
come on.
I'm mad about it.
We can do better.
Yeah.
Discover Davina.
Davina.
That's my New Year's resolution for you.
Yeah.
Do better.
Do better.
And don't maybe offend an entire religion, culture.
Yeah.
You know?
People. Tribe.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to what was more surprisingly enjoyable, I will say, than I thought it would be? Screwbox, the Grinch triple X parody.
Okay, here's the thing. I love the Grinch. When you asked
me... Well, he has eclipsed Santa.
I know. When you asked me, like, which video we should do, I was like, I...
Need to do the Grinch one.
I can't explain why. I just like, need to. I love the Grinch. I loved the movie with Jim Carrey. I watch it all the time.
You have many Grinch dolls in your room. I've seen them. Yeah,
exactly.
Wait, do you? I made that up.
No, I don't. But like, I probably like, I just identify with the Grinch.
You identify. So you are the Grinch. That, like, should I be watching this as if you are playing the role of Grinch?
Maybe a little bit. But no, I also like think that like Jim Carrey was robbed. He should have got an Oscar for that performance. It's incredible.
Wow. Okay.
I like loved that DVD.
That's an opinion.
Oh, I watched that DVD. I like watched like the special, like, you know, the
making
special
of.
Features. Yeah. And like, you know, the additional materials of like him like screen testing and like trying out different funny walks and like doing like makeup tests because I was like fascinated by him and like coming up with his character.
Do you think the same way that Andy Kaufman embodied him and took over his... sentience when he like the way he did when he was filming the Andy Kaufman biopic that the Grinch like took over and essentially he was embodied or possessed by the Grinch in
absolutely
much the same way
absolutely like when I watch the Grinch I'm like that's not Jim Carrey that is the Grinch
that is
a fully
method acting to a multi-dimensional
absolutely
degree.
Absolutely.
Okay, so a brief summary of this porn. This stars Sherry DeVille and Chloe Cherry. Do you know the guys?
Michael Vegas.
Michael Vegas is in this?
Michael Vegas is the Grinch.
Okay.
And Eric John.
Okay.
Yeah.
This just took a fucking step up.
I know.
I didn't dig deep enough because it wasn't linked on the link you sent me. And I was like, they never tell you who the guys are. I'm not even going to look.
Oh, I'm living for the commitment here.
Okay. This is a game.
Yeah. He's really, I mean, he's obviously is very familiar with the movie, like me. And he's like really doing a good job mimicking his mannerisms.
That was
his
the first
voice.
Thing I sort of came with.
Yeah.
Is I was like, this is commitment.
Yeah.
Like this actor is doing the Grinch.
Of course.
Of course it's Michael Vegas.
Yeah. He's the best.
Bless. I also wrote the Grinch makeup might be better than the major motion picture.
I know. And the Who's.
And the Who's.
Mama Who and Daddy Who.
The Who makeup.
What
did like get in the way of the sex act by the end of it in a way
her
that,
trying to open her mouth and give a blowjob with that fake nose.
Because what it does is it like the fake nose like pulls your lip up. So like you can't move your lip in a normal way, which is a great hindrance to a blowjob,
I imagine. Oh my god. Yeah.
That part was the main thing that like took me out of this.
It was hilarious. They also definitely forgot to mic Eric John, who played like Daddy Who. Like they just didn't think about that.
I think you're right, although he was giving us such acting. Like, he was doing a whole voice and stuff.
Oh, they both
made up for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard him loud and clear when he said, oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah. I was a little confused by the plot of this, I have to say.
Yes. Yeah, so,
why was the Grinch in the driveway? What's he doing there? Like, I'm assuming it's the same storyline as the... classic
the
movie.
Original Grinch.
Yes, but like
the idea is he's stealing stuff to ruin Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, so he comes in and he's like, bah, Santa.
And he
bah, humbug,
maybe kills Santa?
Oh, what?
Yeah, he like bops Santa on the head with like a present.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I forgot there was a Santa.
Yeah. And then he's just kind of like, you know, he wasn't given probably a script, which I think he could have.
It felt like there were key moments, like some moments where they were like, this is scripted. Like, oh,
yeah, when they rhymed.
And when they fucking rhymed in an iambic pentameter or whatever was happening there.
Yeah.
But I think there was some improv. They're like, hey, Michael, just do some like Bah Grinch stuff.
Yeah.
And kind of like left him out to dry there.
Right.
So like, yeah, he's meandering around the house. Right.
Oh, and then like the mommy and daddy upstairs.
Yeah, we cut to mom and dad upstairs.
They're like, oh, is that Santa? Like, we should go down and see.
Well, very important that they have a whole sex scene first.
Oh, yeah.
I love that you're sorry. The plot. Yeah, I'm like, sorry. The sex.
Yeah, sorry. Like, important to note.
First, like, the Grinch comes in the house, knocks out Santa, and then is like, and like kind of looking around to, you know, stir up some trouble. Yeah. And then we cut upstairs to the Who parents.
Right.
And they're having a wild night. There was a really great candy cane come hither.
He had
like a large candy cane, like the size of a cane, and like put her on her neck and like pulled her into on the bed. And I was like, I'm kind of into this.
I was dying. This is what I'm looking for Christmas porn.
And then they just have very committed Who sex.
Yeah. And the little noises that they make.
Yeah, exactly. Doing Who sounds.
Oh, yeah. I was concerned about like how she could breathe when she was like sucking his dick and had that like prosthetic nose on.
Yes.
But I mean, she was arrived, so
she did it.
Yeah, she did it.
She made it work.
Yeah,
like
she's
a pro.
Professional. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, Santa's downstairs, like we should go
they hear noises and they're like, what's that? And they're like, maybe it's Santa. And then he's like, oh, but like if we interrupt Santa, we could like fuck up Christmas forever.
No. They said it would be it'd be disastrous if we interrupt him during his golden hour.
During his golden hour.
Which I was like,
sure.
Okay. Is it his golden hour? Oh, all right, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I do have some other key pieces of dialogue. Mm. Jingle up and down and up and down. Mm. It's a good thing I tested the bed.
Oh, yeah. I was confused by that.
What is he talking about?
Yeah. Did they just move in?
How do you test a bed?
Yeah.
You just build it and fuck on it and hope for the best.
So strange.
Like, do other people build beds, like, put them together and then be like, okay, let's get the sledgehammer to make sure.
Yeah. And then, oh, Cindy Lou Who comes down.
Uh-huh.
She's looking slutty.
She discovers the Grinch.
Yeah. And she's
Santa?
Like, I heard a thump in the night. I woke up with a fright.
Yeah.
They're really trying with the rhyming,
There's
you guys.
Some rhyming.
Yeah. Why are you so green? She asks.
Uh-huh.
And he gives a not really proper explanation.
What does he say?
He says, so many years of delivering holiday cheer.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't matter because they get to fucking pretty quickly because she wants to turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they start fucking on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then mom and dad.
His dick is white. Important, too.
Oh, yeah. Note. That is important. They didn't put makeup on his dick. I also was like, did they just get these pants and like cut out a custom hole just for his dick? Because all we get is his dick.
All we get is his dick.
Yeah, he doesn't get naked at all. He keeps the pants on.
He keeps the full fursuit.
He keeps that fursuit on.
The green fursuit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like fully head to toe green.
Head to toe green.
Furry.
Yeah.
Except for his penis, which reminded me of like a dog a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Where like the dick is different than the rest of the animal.
Yeah. Like I was like, ah.
Ha. You know? It's different. It's red.
Yeah.
In this case, it's white.
Yes, exactly.
On a green guy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then it sounds like at one point they're like fucking on the couch and it sounds like he says, show me your butthole. Did you hear this?
That would make sense. Vegas is into buttholes.
I know. But I was like, I rewound it a couple times because I was like, is that what he's saying or what is he saying?
I didn't hear that if he did say
it. It was like a grumble.
Maybe it was just like a fun, like Grinch is kind of a pig daddy.
Yeah.
Show like me your butthole.
Vibe. Show me your butthole.
Which, why not?
Tracks for me and the Grinch.
Yeah.
So the Grinch would be
the Grinch would want to see your butthole.
Yeah, the Grinch would be into buttholes for sure.
That tracks. So then the parents come down.
Yeah. And the dad says holy smokes about 17 times.
Yes. He says holy smokes a bunch.
Like nothing else came to the top of the dome, you know?
Yeah. And then mom says, that's not how you bring Christmas cheer.
Mm-mm.
This is how you bring Christmas cheer. And they come bounding down the stairs. She tells the daughter to scoot over on the couch. Yeah. And then she bends over for dad. And then we have a nice little duo.
On the couch.
Of the parents couple.
Who knew that Christmas cheer was just doggy style.
Yeah. Christmas cheer was just getting fucked from the back, guys.
Wow. I've been doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But this year,
she's doing it right.
And I hope all of you are too.
Yeah.
I at one point fully was like, how much did this porn cost? Like, I almost started to break a budget. Like, I was like, okay, so it's got to be at least $1,500 per actor. The how, like, the location, did they rent this? They did a ton of production design.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
makeup.
Makeup, hair. The hair and makeup probably cost more than, like, the cast did. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They probably each at least took, like, $1,500 in costume shit and in hair and makeup.
I had some questions, too, but it was more like, why aren't the parents like, whose man's is this? Why is he green? Where'd he come from? Where's Santa?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Why are you fucking,
my daughter? You know? But they just seemed so chill with it that I was too.
Suspension of disbelief, you know? It's porn and it's about fucking, so we're going to make it about fucking.
Right. Wow. I truly walked away from this porn thinking, I love Christmas.
I don't know what I walked away from this porn thinking. I think I walked away thinking,
yeah,
I gotta go to bed. It's fucking late. And I'm cram watching porn.
I do think I walked away saying, like, I enjoyed that much more than I thought I would.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was hilarious.
You know what I'm gonna go out on a limb and say?
Yeah.
Favorite parody.
Really?
That we've watched so far.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Because it's like, it's short and to the point.
Uh-huh.
Like, the problem with some parodies is they get carried away with themselves, I think.
Right, right.
And I'm like, did we forget we're here for the sex?
Yeah.
And as much as I love Hot Come on My Tatas, you know, like, I'm not necessarily here for a parody porn because I'm here for the fucking, and there's so much extra stuff in
exactly.
a parody porn.
Yeah.
But this one, not that I'm turned on by, like, who faces.
No.
Like, there were detractions from what would be more attractive to me. But in terms of, like, execution and, like, showing up to do what you're supposed to do.
And commitment.
And commitment from the actors.
Yeah.
I think this is my favorite parody porn.
Yeah. All right. I love it. That's good enough for me. That's that's a Christmas miracle.
And seriously, let us know about fucking Hanukkah porns.
If you know any Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or any other
winter holiday porns that exist, like, there is a major shortage on the porn aggregate. So we were looking, honestly, you know, full transparency, looking for shit to poke fun at.
Yeah.
Also because, like, none of the ethical sites have themed porn the way that Pornhub does.
Should. I mean, they should have, like...
They could.
I would love, like, a really sexy, like... It's Christmas. It's like
kind of the closest I can think of is that ski lodge.
Oh yeah,
not the female POV one.
Oh, the ski instructor.
The ski instructor. Yeah. Yes, thank you. That's
or like
what it's called.
To a couple, like, finally gets to fuck after the holiday Christmas party. You know what I mean? Like, that would be a good one.
Oh, that could be a fun lead.
And they like
just like people at a party like eyeing each other.
Yeah, and,
like,
and then they get to kiss. They get stuck under the mistletoe or something.
Yeah,
and then, you know, they get a little too drunk. And
I think we're inching closer to directing our first porn.
You know, someone wants to fund it. Holler at us.
We'll make you.
That would also
be
a Christmas
goddamn
miracle.
Non-denominational holiday porn you ever damn
it's
seen.
It's true. It's true. Speaking of Christmas, we hope you bought all of our merch.
Yeah, as gifts for the whole family.
Grandma and grandpa approved.
Yeah.
So get them a mug, get them a magnet, get them a tee, get them a onesie for your new niece, nephew, child, baby in your life.
I dare you. I love that you posted that on Instagram.
Like,
dare you.
Literally
dare
you.
Baby, the baby onesie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Remember to rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah.
Find us on our website at girlsonporn.com, on Instagram at girlsonpern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the podcast.
And we hope you all have a very happy, happy holiday.
I wanted to, like, sing a holiday song, and all I could think about was that rapey,
baby, it's cold.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no,
like,
no,
we're not
doing
that.
Have a happy,
jingle,
safe.
Happy.
Dreidel. Okay, we're going to get out of here.
I'm trying to be sentimental and say happy holidays to all.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Genuinely. Enjoy the
See
holidays.
See you in the
y'all.
New year.
Take care of yourselves. Love you.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.